I'm a particular fan of the work of Stephen Sondheim, who's a composer who's up in years at this point, but he did a piece back in the 80s called Into the Woods, which probably is his best work overall. Some might say it was Sweeney Todd, but it's based on a bunch of fairy tales, Rapunzel, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, that's all created around a manufactured fairy tale for this musical about the butcher's and his wife, or the baker and his wife, and they're going to make a movie of it. And Meryl Streep has already signed up as the witch, and Johnny Depp is supposed to play the wolf in Little Red Riding Hood, and he plays a couple of other roles as well. Jake Gyllenhaal and Chris Pine are signed up. Well, they're working to sign them up to be a couple of princes, but this should be pretty good.
It's going to be a musical.
I know that you're not a big fan, and movie musicals are tough to pull off, and we'll see how this one goes. They
certainly got the cast for it.
The cast sounds pretty exciting. The Cannes International Film Festival opened up yesterday in Cannes, France.
With the Great Gatsby, right?
With the Great Gatsby, and there was a fear, especially since it opened up in the United States the previous Friday, that the notoriously vocal French audiences would boo the film, but they sat quietly the whole movie and then gave it a standing ovation at the
end.
Really?
Really?
So
that seems to exceed the reviews we've heard in the States so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's good. And, you know, audiences they're liking it pretty much. The critics were literally split about 50-50. But the Cannes Film Festival received it very well. Leonardo DiCaprio was given the honor of opening the festival from the stage with he's the star of the film. So anyway, that was pretty good. There's a certain resonance because F. Scott Fitzgerald, whose novel it's based on, finished the book in the south of France, literally about 10 miles down the road.
And if I'm not mistaken, that too, when it came out, did not receive glowing reviews.
That's right.
But then turned into a classic.
It clearly is a classic. So anyway, we'll see if the movie turns into a classic, but audiences are liking it a lot. It was shown at Cannes in 3D, and you can see it in 3D and 2D at a theater near you, including the Michigan Theater, so we're happy about that. That was the film that played yesterday. The festival really gets going today, and one of the films that folks are looking forward to is called The Congress, and this is by Ari Folman, who did Waltz with Bashar, which is a really, really interesting animated film that was essentially a kind of a documentary about Israeli troop a war that took place in Israel and the West Bank. And it got great reviews when it came out. And this one is called The Congress, and it stars Robin Wright as Robin Wright, who plays a character who isn't quite herself, who sells her acting and persona to a company that just does this immense amount of capture of her and all kinds of emotions and all kinds of dramatic situations that they will, for the rest of the company's life, edit as an actor and just use her
in perpetuity,
disembodied in movies, but they've done so much capture that they can manipulate it and turn her into pretty much any
I really
character.
Like her as an actress, too.
Yeah, she's great. And John Hamm and Paul Giamatti and Harvey Keitel and Danny Houston.
Another great cast.
Yeah, and it's live action and it's animated. It's a fascinating piece. So The Congress, it's going to premiere at Cannes, and then we'll see what happens later. And then Cinetopia is coming up. It's 3 weeks away, 3 weeks from today. The Detroit Free Press did a nice piece on it. Elliot Wilhelm, who's the director of the Detroit Film Festival, and we're expanding into the Detroit Film Festival, so it'll be at the Michigan, the State, Angel Hall in Ann Arbor, and at the Detroit Institute of Arts under the auspices of the Detroit Film Theater, said it's hard to think of a more natural fit for the Detroit Film Theater than being a part of the Cinetopia International Film Festival in partnership with Ann Arbor's legendary Michigan Theater. theater. The DFT and the Michigan are far more than just two of the recent restored theatrical gems. For decades, both venues have remained indispensable resources for movie lovers of all ages. And the DFT has draws some of the largest crowds for art house films in the country. We're right up there as well. So anyway, it's a really nice partnership. We're going to celebrate Robert Altman. We're going to celebrate Mary Pickford. But mostly we're going to celebrate contemporary films, English language and foreign language films, documentaries, feature-length films. It's the best films from the best film festivals. I've said it before, and we're going to make cinema come alive. So that's June 7th through 9th. Tickets are on sale now. So you can get your tickets at TicketWeb.
6th through the 9th, right?
6th through the 9th, yeah. If you go to the Michigan Theater website, you can get there. If you go to CinetopiaFestival.org, you can get tickets as well. You have to go to the DFT website to get tickets for screenings at the DFT. Otherwise, you can get them at TicketWeb.
But I'm sure you can link
Theater
right through from your page. Right?
Yep, and you can get a pass, and it's good at all the theaters. So.
There you go.
Well, opening this week at the multiplexes is a film that David is not looking forward to, but almost the rest of the world is. And it's gotten good reviews in the 80s, high 80s, as a matter of fact. Star Trek Into Darkness. It's the newest version
Why
of
can't
the
it just
newest
go
cast.
Into the abyss, into the black hole,
well,
never to
know,
be released again.
And it's doing. The critics like it. So Owen Gleiberman, a guy that was raised in Ann Arbor, writes for Entertainment Weekly, says Into Darkness is a sleek, thrilling epic that's also a triumphantly witty popcorn morality play. It's everything you could want from a Star Trek movie. So that's pretty good endorsement.
They didn't ask me what I want from a Star Trek movie.
Los Angeles Times likes it. So what happens is that Earth is threatened from an internal coup of the Starfleet, and everything's getting wrecked, and Captain Kirk and his team with a fair amount of internal dissension about what to do to deal with this problem go after and try to set things right, and I'm imagining they succeed.
Well, certainly if they want a sequel.
So anyway, Star Trek Into Darkness, again, the reviews are good, and the Enterprise comes back down to Earth to set things right. Opening at the Michigan this week is Ginger and Rosa. Again, Great Gatsby continues, but this really interesting film that has English roots but some American actors in it, including Christina Hendricks, who people probably know as the sexy redhead from Mad Men. She plays another 60s character, because this movie is set in the 1960s in the UK, and she's a mom who's a painter and who's married to a pacifist who ends up being the fascination of two teenage girls, one of them being the daughter of Christina Hendricks' character, played by Elle Fanning, and Alice Eglert is the other young girl, and they're roaming around England in the London area, trying to pull themselves away from their mother's domestic lives and figure out what life is like. They get involved in the nuclear war and learn how to smoke cigarettes and kiss
boys. The protest
boys
of nuclear war. Hopefully, yeah, there wasn't actually one.
I'm sorry, you're right. The ban the bomb.
Right,
they are not actors in the nuclear holocaust in the 1960s. It never happened. The reviews on this are also strong. A nearly flawless film, beautifully shot and cut, exactingly performed and deeply felt. So Ginger and Rosa plays for a few days starting May the 19th. That's Sunday. Erased is a film that stars Aaron Eckhart, who's a really compelling actor. He plays an ex-CIA agent who discovers that he and his daughter have been marked for termination by a wide-reaching international conspiracy, so they try to struggle against it. The reviews on this have not been that strong. It plays at the State Theater for limited engagement. And then a really fun film that, again, has gotten good reviews. Seattle Times says, rather than a jolting shot of Joe, this French-Canadian comedy is a soothing cup of warm cocoa, and it's about a 42-year-old guy who just really is lovable but just can't quite get himself together. But when he was much younger, he was a very aggressive sperm donor, and come to find out he's the biological father of 533 children, and 142 of them are trying to find out who their biological father is. And this lovable guy
what's it called? Starbucks?
Starbuck, yeah. And that's the name that's given his samples. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. Go check it out. It again, starts on Sunday, May the 19th. We also have a very fun event coming up on Saturday. A bunch of really talented local folks have gotten together to do a concert version of the acclaimed musical Ragtime. This is based, Terrence McNally put it together. It's based on the E.L. Doctorow novel, and you know, Ann Arbor has a, or the University of Michigan has a really wonderful musical theater program. Eastern has a wonderful theater program, and that kind of sets the tone for a lot of really great talent that's in the town. They pulled together professional music direction, professional stage direction, and a great, great local cast to put this concert version together. And
as a matter of
Saturday.
Fact, some of the performers will be part of All Things Considered this afternoon. Bob Eccles conducting an interview, so it's going to be good.
And you can see more, including City Council member Chris Taylor, who is a really, really fine trained voice. He's very talented. So go check it out. The Miyazaki's new film Up from Poppy Hill continues a run, and that's been really well received from Studio Gabriel. Mud, which is a film that I liked a lot from the Cannes Film Festival this year, stars Matthew McConaughey as a guy on the run. But what I loved about it is there's two kids that are kind of a Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer. They're not, one isn't Huck Finn and one isn't Tom Sawyer. They're both kind of a mishmash of those characters, but you know, kids running off and wanting to have a tree fort and things getting in the way, and then they're helping out this guy that you're not quite sure, you know, what
good,
his motivation.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. Mud plays at the State Theater. Go away quickly, but it's going to be here for a few more days.
A lot to look forward to. We hope you enjoy the movies, and we'll do this again next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the Cannes Film Festival. Not really, but get your Cinetopia tickets.